Hello, and welcome to the Wanted Podcast. I am Spiwe Mpshe. This weekend, from the 24th to the 27th of July, RX Africa will host Decorex and 100% Design, Africa's finest international design fair. Held annually at the Sandton International Convention Center, the showcase sees a gathering of the cream of the interior and adjacent design industries, bringing together an array of domains from furniture and product design to technology and art. Wanted was there in 2024, collaborating on a booth with some of our friends in the industry. We spent the weekend meeting and chatting to our readers, crafters, and collaborators. The more formal conversations took the form of a series of recorded interviews with our partners, which we have shared with you on this podcast over the last few months. We spoke to Belle Bellingham, then Executive Creative Director of Decorex and 100% Design, the artist Fatuwani Mukeli, Zanele Kumalo, the Associate Director at Kalashnikov Gallery, and Greg Gamble, co-founder at Tonic Design. In this final episode of the series, we speak to Philippe van der Merwe, interior designer and co-owner with Gamble of Tonic Design. Philippe takes us through the allure of design fairs, the convergence of art and design, the importance of big personalities in the design world, and a lot more. Enjoy.
Hi, I'm Philippe van der Merwe, one of the designers at Tonic Design. I think my relationship with design is borderline all-consuming. I can't really separate it from, it's part of my daily life. It's like we live design, really. We try to not make it the center of our worlds, but in many respects, you know, for better part of 25 years, especially within our business Tonic, it's what we live, breathe, think about. Thankfully, I got a family and that saved me a little bit, but we're still loving design. You know? I think the nature of design fairs is really important. I think for different businesses at different periods of their existence, it has different meaning. I think if you're a young designer and you're new in the business, there probably isn't a better platform to introduce a new product or introduce your services, because I think it's an immediate one-on-one relationship with people. You know, we've got so much saturation in terms of the social media, but it's abstract. So a fair like this puts you directly in contact with people, directly in contact with your market. I think it's a very, very powerful thing. We did our first show 25 years ago and we got clients immediately. It changed the way we thought about what we wanted to do. So it's really important. I think art and design can have a very powerful relationship. I think sometimes people confuse design with art or art with design. It's a delicate balance. I think art exists to do many things around that shouldn't be commercial. It should be about ideas and expression, where I think design is around problem solving and creating environments that work and have a specific function. I don't necessarily think art does that. Sometimes when they come together, they really enhance a space or they make it better. I think a lot of our spaces, especially when we're doing spaces for people to enjoy, are completely enriched by art in a way that no object or furniture can do. So for us, it's a very important part of the design process to make art like the feature of a space and to make it really celebrate the art. But sometimes I think people think design is becoming art. I'm not always 100% sure that that's the case. I think design is design. The cult of personality is it works for a lot of designers. I think there's big name designers out there who literally can launch toothpaste and, you know, it's or a new toothbrush and it becomes something celebrated and everybody's interested. I think if you've got that personality and you can use it as a marketing tool, then fantastic. I think there's a lot of designers who that's just not their space. It's not who they're about. I think people should be looking at the product. What are people designing? What is the content? Which is way more important than the personality. Sometimes the personality is fabulous and it makes for great design. But sometimes I think people's personalities outshine what they actually do. And it's not, I don't know. For me, it's not that important. I think certainly as I get older, I don't see even our roles as designers. It doesn't. I don't care if people know that I design Photonic or that my business partners, it doesn't really matter to me anymore. It's like, it's about creating beautiful things and what it's doing for me. I'm not worried about what other people are thinking. Africa is the center of design. We need to be the center of design. I think what we need to do is let the world know how amazing our design is, because I think there's stuff that happens in South Africa and the rest of Africa, which is exceptional and it's world class. And there is a huge amount of notice being taken. I think if you look at a lot of interiors, I mean, I was literally looking at some stuff this morning of an apartment in Knightsbridge, where honestly, if you took the walls away and you took the content out, it could have been the most sophisticated lodge in Africa. So that language is, you know, the design language that we're expressing is being taken notice of. And you see really beautiful examples of it. But I think for us, it should be about just really celebrating what we do. I don't think we need to be the center of anything, but I think we need to be given credit for the work that we do. And because I think a lot of it is really, really world class. Well, I think the shift in design that's happened post-COVID is that I think the initial thing we saw was a huge focus back on the home. People became very, very conscious of the way they live. All of a sudden, they had time to pay attention to the environments. And I think the initial thing was very much the home became very much the center of people's lives. I think now we've seen that huge shift away from, you know, from office space and what that looks like. Huge amounts of office space are just sitting empty. I mean, it's changing the whole dynamic of cities. I think in some part, for me, that's a tragic thing. I think the idea of going to work every day and being surrounded by the people who inspire me and give me energy, why would I want to lose that? I love going to work because I love the people that I work with, and they, you know, they give me energy and excite me. So I, to do that remotely, it's not for me. I think we were an office that the moment we could go back to work, everybody came back to work, and we were very happy to be back in our office and doing our thing. So, but globally, I mean, it's a huge shift. I mean, people are really having to rethink the very nature of what cities are and how they function. And I think it's for years to come, we're going to be seeing how that plays out in design. But, you know, there's repurposing of buildings that needs to happen. There's all kinds of things that need to, and it's very real what's happened from COVID. Trends are my pet peeve. I think ultimately for us, it should be about clients finding self-expression. So if we can take a client and develop their confidence that they feel they can express themselves, that's the ultimate, for us, success story. Trends, I think what I would like to see in terms of just the industry is, you know, what you're seeing in fashion, in terms of fast fashion, you're seeing very much in interiors, this idea of almost disposable interiors, where you're just buying stuff because you want to recreate a look that you saw on some social platform. For me, that's tragic because we're creating waste and it's not economical and we're destroying our planet just to create a look. Why? I don't understand it. And it's not even your own look. It's something you saw that somebody else did. So really celebrate your own style, come up with your own taste and do it. And it can be something that lasts for, can be something that you spent 20 years creating. It doesn't need to be something that you're trying to do overnight just to create a quick look.
Thank you for listening to this episode and for tuning in to the entire 100% Design Futures series. If you are randomly bumping into this episode, we have a rich archive of these inspiring design conversations on the Wanted podcast. Remember to like, share, subscribe, and talk about the podcast so we can share our work with as many of you as possible. You can find us on Iono, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. We are at Wanted Online SA on the socials, and we update wantedonline.co.za daily. Until next time, I am Spiwe Mpche.